Number 2. House of the Ironsmith. In light of archaeological excavations, we can say definitively that the house before us would be used for metallurgic activities. Documented are a forge oven and a reduction furnace. Associated with these indispensable elements of metalworking, everyday objects have also been uncovered that show a differentiation between several domestic spheres. Possibly due to specialization and a resident's good working knowledge of metallurgic activities, House 5 was long dedicated to the fabrication and repair of metal goods, evidenced by the presence of a reduction oven or furnace. This would entail a remodeling of the space and thus a reutilization of the domestic sphere. Pre-urbanization phase. At the top of Les Malezas is a space of dispersed constructions that fit no specific urban design and built previous to the more rigorously planned Iberian site. These pre-urbanized buildings are associated with a series of post holes drilled into the rock that could have been part of a base upon which we raised small cabins. Such holes appeared in varied form in certain Iberian houses beneath the first level of paving. Similarly, we have documented various ceramic fragments which date to the 4th century BCE. In the space occupied by this house, we have seen evidence of proto-urbanism, specifically in room 3, where the post holes appear perfectly aligned. The bedrock is also perfectly cut and leveled, therefore we can say with certainty that it was previously paved. We could say that in the first period of inhabitation, prior to the urbanization of Les Malezas, the house in front of us would have been built in the style of a cabin or shack. First period of inhabitation. Advancing in time to the latter 4th century BCE, this building area was converted into a small urban center, perfectly organized and structured. This house was built according to the same guiding principles as other structures, with 5 clearly delimited spaces accessed from the main street, simultaneously acting as a meeting hall. From space 1, you would be able to access spaces 2 and 4 that are built at the same level, and also spaces 3 and 5 that were built to take advantage of the natural slope. In its first stage, this case shows some large spaces. Number 3 would be associated with the collection of iron, and number 5 would be utilized in domestic chores such as weaving and cooking. Rooms 2 and 4 would have been storage areas due to their small size. Room 3 would be accessed from 2 steps carved from the rock. From its very beginning, this space operated as a forge, as several structures linked to metalworking can be seen. The main structure in this area is the rectangular-shaped furnace, whose circular front cover could be lifted to insert an air nozzle in order to raise the temperature to 900 degrees Celsius so as to better work the iron. Even though such iron pieces would have existed, we have found none here, though this oven follows very closely others that have been excavated in Lates, Campo de las Losas, and Las Guardias. Additionally, archaeologists have not found the anvil upon which the smith would have hammered the red-hot iron. However, they have found an important collection of iron slag at the foot of the entrance and in other places, all fruit of the layers here. We should also highlight a single structure in the lower part of Room 3, integrated into the enclosure wall that formed part of the defenses of the town. This was raised prior to the construction of the space, keeping in mind its eventual function. It consists of piping that connects the interior and exterior of the workshop, passing through the wall and permitting the constant free flow of air. The perpendicular doorway increased the passage of air. Though such construction indicates a technical problem, opening a space in both the enclosure and the walls, this was resolved with 2 small parallel walls that mark the outline of the piping, then covered with a series of stones. To reinforce the wall at this point, a semicircular buttress was leaned against the wall exactly where the piping extended. At the end of the piping is an element for water drainage of the third room, utilized in the combustion and heating of metals. This space possibly held embers kept alive by the pipe in oxygen, itself focused from outside air currents. The embers, oxygenated constantly and naturally, could shelter iron fragments waiting their turn to be worked or repaired. In this space, they would have sat until the smith determined them of the proper temperature to put in the oven forge, or, vice versa, those that were already hot would have reached the minimum temperature necessary thanks to the injection of oxygen directly from the air nozzle. Once the iron reddened, it was worked on the anvil. Evidence that brought us to consider this possibility is the black sediment of the road that marked a continued trajectory of work between the air piping and the oven forge. The different objects worked in this lower level zone removed the dust from the coal that was deposited on the floor. The presence of a midden must also be noted. A pit, built to take advantage of the natural cavities in the rock, contains numerous iron slag fragments and wall fragments, likely from the oven forge, whose very use necessitated its repair. Such activity would always have occurred here, and only would have worn away the first level of pavement. However, the damage would have required its constant repair. Strangely, neither tools nor other iron objects have been documented in this workshop, whole or damaged. Iron was a valuable metal, expensive and reusable. It is highly possible that during the abandonment of the town, all its material was recollected to be reused at another point. Room 5, Annexed to the forge is the first space notable for its use in domestic chores and is divided by a small wall into parts 5A and 5B. We can also highlight here what would have been a large hearth, used in all types of cooking tasks. This room possibly was home to quotidian tasks, as indicated by the presence of a variety of ceramic materials common in the Iberian context. The kitchen ceramics are rather notable. Fine table vases, such as skiphoes, imported Punic amphorae, sometimes produced locally. The presence of fusaiolas and pondus merits mentioning, for they evidence textile production. Social and work organization in this period can be seen in the distribution of spaces within the house. Metallurgy, located in one of the larger spaces, was done by men of the house, as weaving and daily tasks were performed by women. Second period of inhabitation. During the inhabitation of this house from the 4th to 3rd centuries BCE, metallurgic activities did not end, and the knowledge of the techniques necessary for the working of iron passed from generation to generation. We do not know whether they would have removed the impurities from the metal during the first phase of inhabitation here, possibly at the southernmost point of the village, or potentially they could have acquired them in neighboring towns. That said, the transmission of knowledge and specialized work entails the installation of a reduction oven or furnace in room 5 that until then had been used for various domestic chores. This innovation should have been seen as a technical advance and thus a further conversion of the house for specialized smithing. The first pavement would have worn away, likely eroded over the years, so another would have been made. Preserved evidence of this reduction oven is the circular bench upon which sits a tubular frame, built with a mixture of mud and straw. This is located along a wall that separates room 5A from room 4, that is also full of iron slag and clay fragments. Documented here as well are fragments of the oven, possibly part of latter usage. The type of combustion common to this type of furnace necessitated a well-ventilated space with abundant carbon dioxide. This is why we believe that the roof of room 5, as well as that of room 4, was earlier removed. To obtain pure iron that would have been worked here, first the ore would be carved to reduce it to the size of sandstone blocks, and reduced in fires near the mine to ease the difficulty of raw ore transportation. Alternating layers of coal and ore would have heated the oven to 1200 degrees Celsius. Once fully cooled, the iron brick would be heated again to remove any possible impurities, after which it could be worked on an anvil. In room 5, we find explained the elements requisite to carry out this entire process. Very close to the reduction oven, or furnace, is a circular stone structure, likely an anvil. Waste materials would have been documented here. Below the room's dividing wall is evidence of the continued use of the same area as a chimney flue, and next door is a swinging mill, used first for grain and then second for ore. Another space for more central is room 5B would have contained a fire, though of smaller size, likely to maintain the ore at high temperature. This entire area where the mill and chimney remains now might possibly also have been covered, though this cannot be said for certain. Definitely, however, this room would have been opened to the forge through a door in the separating wall. The space was used and quickly abandoned after less than 200 years of use, leaving evidence of the intense technical and specialized activity that occurred here. We can situate the activity contemporaneously with the remainder of the buildings documented in Las Malezas, that is, between the 4th and 3rd centuries BCE, zenith of the Iberian culture in this region. At the end of the 3rd century and beginning of the 2nd century BCE, before the events of the Second Punic War, the town was progressively abandoned for reasons totally unknown, probably the inhabitants of Las Malezas taking the objects for most important with them, therefore leaving little of value to the site to be excavated.